Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. We hope we do something that you enjoy this evening. We're going to do a lot of songs, old, new. What are you looking at? Oh. So we have, hold here. How you doing, JD? We hope you have a lot of fun. I have people to ask me, you know, they say, what about the spotlights? What about the flash bulbs? They don't bother me. I can't see a damn thing, I'll tell you for sure. Blind as a bat. What do you ask? Oh, there they are. I can hear them yelling. Oh, they're out there.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Linda. I know how the Christians felt being thrown to the lions, man. Just, you know. Well, now. It takes me a few minutes to wake up. Well. A guy too. Well, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Johnny Cash. I hope you have a good time. What is it? Monday afternoon? I have never in my life done a show on Monday in the afternoon. I swear to goodness. Thank you. Good grief. I want to know how you got off from work, how you got out of school. I shouldn't ask that. And how I got up. Anyway, we hope you have a good time. We're going to sing a lot of songs, old ones, new ones, middle age, in between. Something that goes back as far as JD's age. And we hope you have a good time, so just hang loose.
Thank you. That sounds a lot of fun to do because I can always get my breakfast down. See, in Las Vegas, you look backwards, you know. We got breakfast when you're getting up. You know. And after you've been here for a month, you don't know where, when, or what, or for whom. Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're all very calm up here in the lecture. We hope you have a good time this afternoon. We're going to sing some songs and walk around and, you know, hope the suit stays on. I can't take it off, man. Yeah. You're working out the house here, man. Johnny Olin. What am I doing? What are we doing? Keep on going now, man.
Thank you, dear.
I'm gonna get a little stool, see? It turns all the time. I said, shh. Honey, I'll turn around. Just give me a chance. Please give me a chance. By God. Who let the microphone out? Who let it out? It is not too long. Leather, it was too short earlier. Charlie, did you do it? Come here, Charlie.
Make the sound of a bitch right now. Thank you, John.
Thank you. You didn't do a damn thing.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Flamingo. Same owners, man, you know. Oh, I thought it was my tooth. I have out a new record. It's not new, it's been out about a month, so. Before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the members of my group. They're doing such a fantastic job for me. Excuse me. Charlie, say hello. Thank you very much. I've got to tell you that we're recording a live album here tonight, so if we stop a song and start over, just excuse us, and we might do it 150 times, you know. I tell you what, let's do The Wonder of You.
You guys got that? Huh?
Okay. I said to give him a minute, so I'll recite something. Four score.
No, forget it.
Everybody ready?
All right.
Watch me goof it up.
Okay.
Thank you very much. You see what I mean? I was back there, and I can't even throw a scarf for those people back there. Can you imagine the acid dome? Boom, right here, you know. 14 cows go boom. Right, you know. Okay. Give me some water. Don't tell me what's next. I forgot to tell you, I got the flu. I can't do that. We don't have it on the program, man. I'm sorry. I don't have Jailhouse Rock or Don't That Jazz on the program tonight. Because I recorded something like 480-something songs. And I'm going to do 16 of them, so I'm sorry if I can't. If I don't do the songs you want to hear, I'm sorry. I have out a new record. You will. It's been out about a week.
Thank you very much. You guys have got a good time anymore. Thank you. Yeah. I'd like to sing a little bit of Love Me Tender for you. A little bit. Rap it. Should have done that. I really shouldn't have done that. You know what?
Thank you very much. You're a lovely audience.
What you going to what?
Thank you. Okay. Excuse me for just a second. Why don't you get that white belt from downstairs and bring it up here? I'm about to lose this damn thing, man. Huh? I better not give it away, man.
The eyes of Texas are upon all the live long day.
No, that's not it. No, anyway, I didn't have that song, huh?
Yes, let me turn them on delay. Shut up, let me do it. First of all, now we did a song called Are You Lonesome Tonight? Got some water because I'm off it, you know. My throat feels like two lizards crawled out and stopped. Not a walk. Ain't got a thing I bust for anyway now, please.
I'm so hurt!
Go along! Old wise men say, ain't no shame what I sit about. Old wise men dominus. Nah, come on again. Bernie, love your ass, man. I'm gonna get back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, this next song is a song that we did, honey. I'll get to you. Just take it. What are you crying about? Huh? I'm the one who should be crying, not you. It's okay. This next song is one that we did on an album in 1932.
Thank you. What have you got on your mind, child, huh? She said, I can't believe it, she grabbed my hand. What do you want? Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. You want a cigar? You want a kiss? Just a minute. I got to tell you something. I've told everybody else. I kissed someone last night in Shreveport, and I caught the creeping crud, see? And it's going to spread like wildfire. But she said, if I got it, you got it, okay? You don't mind, do you? She said, thank you. Can't beat that. Okay, take it off.
We have a guest in the audience, ladies and gentlemen. He's one of the most distinguished actors of all time. He's made some of the greatest classic films ever made. I knew him at Paramount Studios when he was making The Ten Commandments and Ben-Hur, and it's a chart in history. Show, it's really an honor. I used to kid him a lot. I got to tell you something about him. When we were working, he was doing the Ten Commandments. It was raining. He'd come into commissary and he'd say, Moses, make it stop raining. You know? Like that.
Thank you, Bill. That's beautiful. Thank you. Woo! Boy, oh boy. It's fantastic, Bill. Fellas, side to side. Yeah. Take a bow, son. No, you did it. That was really beautiful. The only thing that happened, it was during the last part of that song, somebody threw this down on stage. Just thought I'd let you know, Bill, you know, that it happened on your song, son. You know.
I could do a couple songs that I recorded 35 or 40 years ago. When I was a little baby, I had little tiny sideburns and a little bitty tiny guitar and a little shaky leg going. So they put me on TV, you know, and Ed Sullivan said, sound bitch, you know. So I said, well, you know, thank you, Ed, that's very nice. Anyway, I did a ballad on the Ed Sullivan Show. You gotta stand like this to sing this song. You can't stand up straight, man. You'll strip your gears more. Really rough. You gotta lean over like this. I really don't feel like doing this song, you know. You don't feel like doing it. It's one of those times, you know, a lot of times I wish I was a type of performer like, you know, the guys that say, but I can't do this, see. There's people coming in and they say, he can't move no more, you know. So I have to get the body moving whether I like it or not, you know. And anyway, I did a very tender love song. You get up on a girl's face and you say,
thank you, thank you. Now you're a good audience, ladies and gentlemen. What is that, honey? A little voodoo doll? That's Charlie, that ain't me. You don't stick any pins or anything in this thing, do you? Okay, sweetheart. You want the picture back? Well, you Indian giver? I'm on the picture.
Ladies and gentlemen, God, I'm my senses. Since it's our bicentennial year, I'd like to do. You people are nuts, really. I mean, you think I'm crazy? I'd like to do our version of America the Beautiful for you.
Goddamn neck. Want to shake my hand or fine? You want to get tough or whoop his ass?
In the audience, ladies and gentlemen, is a great songwriter, a heck of a performer, he's a heck of a nice guy. He wrote Sweet Caroline, he wrote Holly Holy. I can say hello to Mr. Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond. Finally found you with a spot, man. Thanks for coming in. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thank you. My first movie song was, Lord God, honey, I can't come out there. Are you kidding? I'll be back there later. I'll be back there. You know, really, we were That's the Way It Is, or The Way It Was, or whatever, on TV tonight. And I got the same people with me almost, except the Stamps back here, and J.D. Sumner and the Stamps, and see who else? Kathy, you weren't was it? But the rest of you weirdos were there, right? That's poor Charlie lost his mind. You remember that? And these honkies joined us behind us. Come back here, huh? Anyway, now wait a minute, fellas. And these guys here, they weren't with us. You know, they're hangers on somewhere. I don't know. Take it on.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll be over there. Thank you very much. Hi. It just gives me a little time to breathe, folks. It's a. What you got on? You mind?
Yes.
Okay. Hello.
Yes.
You too. Boy, this is a big stage. You know that?
Honey, please.
That's all I want to get, sir. Tough way to make a living, boys, I'll tell you. Thank you. Losing my what? Honey, don't get physical.
I haven't gotten your flu yet, sweetie.
Do what? Sure, I'll kiss. Hello. How are you? I've already kissed you. You've already had it. You want it again, right? Yeah.
You've already had it too. Want it again? Okay.
You need to get
it. All right. Just hang loose, everybody. We'll get it. Okay. Come on. All right. Before I. I'm not going to do that, man. It's just...
Thank you, Lord. It's quite late in the New Year's. With all of us up here, we sincerely hope you have a happy New Year. Who's the clock, man? I can't see the clock.
Let's go!
And if you would, I would like to ask you to sing along with me when the time comes on the Old Lang Syne, okay? 6,000 people singing Old Lang Syne.
Thank you. You're a very good audience, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'd like to get serious for just a moment, but I don't feel like it, so well, I'm not. Right, here's a song that we did about 2 or 3 years ago called The Wonder of You. Wait a minute, we haven't done it yet. But I like it. Wait a minute. Whoop. See, I need another scarf. I don't like this yellow. There you go.
So I went to a football game, listen to this. Went to a football game, and the lady said, she asked a friend of mine, she said, I hear the devil's curses in there. Did you hear the football game? And the girl said, yeah. Said, I hear he's down at the end, he's staying at the end in the press box. Yes. She said, I hear he's in the bathroom. She said, yeah. And the lady said, very seriously, I didn't think he did that. That's true. You don't want to be mean, Mark.
Thank you very much. I heard someone out there, I heard somebody say to sing, Trying to Get to You. Okay. We haven't done it in a long time, but I'll see if we can remember it. Okay. I weave you, somebody.
Woo! Thank you very much. I just pulled my right hamstring muscle off, Liz. I'm looking. Let me just walk around and get my breath back for a second, folks. Is it hot out there? It is? It's about three times hotter up here, I'll tell you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of my group before we go any farther. Thank you, honey. I love you, too. First of all, the young ladies that open our show tonight, the Sweet Inspirations. From Nashville, Mr. J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. The little girl that does our high voice singing is Kathy Westmore. On the lead guitar is James Burton. On the rhythm guitar is John Wilkerson. Wilkinson. What is it, Wilkerson or Wilkerson? Like the blade, Wilkinson? Just keep looking for Ice Cube, John, don't worry about it. On the drums is Ronnie Tutt. On the bass is Duke Bardwell. On the piano is Glenn D. Harden. Glenn? What kind of a name is D. Harden? I never heard of it. Glenn is two words? Oh, I thought it was one word. Glenn D. Harden. It's not? Okay. The guy that gives me my scarves and water and sings a lot and goofs off on stage, his name is Charlie Hodge. Charlie. This is a new group of fellas that have just joined me. They're from Nashville, Tennessee. They're fantastic singers. I call them Voice. I'd like you to meet the young man in the middle. He's from Sweden, and he plays one of the most fantastic pianos, and he's one of the best singers around. His name is Pete Halland. Pete. Our conductor is Mr. Joe Gershow. Fantastic Joe Gershow Orchestra. The other side. Thank you very much. I got a whole list of people I'd like to give my personal thanks to. And my sound engineer, just a second, honey, please. My sound engineers, Bruce Jackson and Bill Porter and the guy that's head of our luggage crew, Ed Bonja, whoever that is, and the guy that produced the tour, Jerry Weintraub and Tom Hewlett, Mr. Tom Diskin, who organizes this whole show, and Felton Jarvis, who's in charge of my records, Bob Kiernan, he's my light man, and especially to you people who makes it all possible. Thank you.
Give me a chord, give me a G string, give me an A, give me an E. Give me something, you know, just aim me right and let me go, man. Honey, what's wrong with your throat? Some little girl here going, That little girl from The Exorcist. Sir, here.
More than the greatest love, this year the love I give you alone.
You don't know that song, man. Boy, would I go for a beautiful song for you now?
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. There's some little girl over there that yelled through the whole song, you know, so, you know, honey, put some tape over your mouth. Okay, what are we going to do?
Anything? Thank you very much. You're a good audience, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. What do we have here? A big kiss for you. From who? Me. What is this? Oh, the little girl? Where'd she go? I mean, you know, my lips just stretched so far. That's it. In the meantime.
Did you say they moved you away? No, the funny thing happened because my co-star was Joan Blackman, and she had a necessity purple dress, you know, and white lady, you know, flowers. And I was dressed in white and I had a red. And anyway, we were going down this moat and they were throwing flowers and all these people were singing, you know, the little white way. So, well, the first time we did it, see, they had guys underneath the water pulling it by cable. And the first time they did it, they hit the side of the bank too hard. We both fell right in the mud. Took us 3 hours to get remade up and do it again. So we got married twice in the same day. You know? We're good. And let me tell you, it happened, you know, one other time. I did Viva Las Vegas with Ann Margaret, and we got married. And it took us a week in Las Vegas in a little chapel to film that wedding scene. It is so real until you think you're married. It took us 2 years to realize we weren't.
I don't know what we're doing, man. We just, whatever comes up, you know. Hello. I give you a kiss. You have your thing back here.
We'll write up in the paper tomorrow. You know what I'm going to do, really. You just think you oh, I was
thank you. I know, I just a second, man, I'm about to lose my. Anyway, my scarf's too short, my belt's falling off. Losing my mind, you know.
On the lead guitar from Shreveport, James Burton. Thank you, Ben. I want to ask you a question, James. I'm curious about this. When I first started working in Shreveport, you know, I started working, this was my first job, as you know, probably not. On the Louisiana Hayride. I don't know if this is the first one. When I started working down here, I was about 19 years old, man. It was only about 7 years ago. Did you come see me? You saw me one time? Did you start playing the guitar after you heard me? You started with the 13th.
Thank you, thank you. Now you're a good audience, ladies and gentlemen. What is that, honey? A little voodoo doll? That's Charlie, that ain't me. You don't stick any pins or anything in this thing, do you? Okay. Okay, it's with her.
And I want the kids to go.
You want the picture back? Well, you Indian giver. I'm on a picture. Ladies and gentlemen, God, I'm not sensitive. Since it's our bicentennial year, I'd like to do. You people are nuts, really. I mean, you think I'm crazy? I'd like to do our version of America the Beautiful for you.
On January the 1st of this year, we played Lenoir, Michigan, in a place that holds 64,000 people. It's the largest number of people I had ever played to. I'll get to it. I'll get to all the time. So, I never was so scared in my life. People ask me if I get nervous before I go on stage. You better believe it, boy, aren't you? I mean, just before I go on stage, you walk to me and say, well, hey, your hair's on fire. And I said, yeah. But anyway, the fourth song on the show, my pants dripped. Happy New Year, everybody. And they had me, I was up on a pedestal type thing and had everybody all around me, you know. So I did. And luckily they had another suit off stage, so I went off stage, changed those, came back on. And Charlie forgot what song was up next. We cut the show short. Okay. You got to be 20 seconds till midnight. I was supposed to do the countdown with everybody, you know. Where you going, kid? Clock, right? Well, I couldn't see it because the spotlight was in my eyes. So, I'll hush. No, I'll get to it in a minute. I mean, this clock was in my eyes and I could see it. 20 seconds, 15 seconds, you know, one, two, backwards. And finally, just for 5 seconds before midnight, they turned the lights off and I could see the clock. And I started counting with them. Well, everybody started singing Auld Lang Syne. Well, I didn't know the words to it. So I said, "Lay all the queen." And let the audience sing it. Okay, they ended the first verse. I thought, well, that's it. No, there's a second verse to it. I don't believe it. So then I go back to Charlie, and it's just after midnight. I said, "What song is up next?" He said, "Let's take it on home." We're not going on stage for 30 minutes, you know. It would have killed us. And on top of that, other than that, I suppose I got married last week to somebody. No, I just read it in the paper. I find out more stuff about myself in the paper than I have. I just sort of relate a couple of stories to you because they kind of... They're funny to me.
No. Tell you what, give me the guitar and the water bucket, or whatever. That'll learn you, darn you. Now, I got to confess here, while you were singing, I threw some water on some people, you know. But they was, you know, there was, you know, I was justified. Yeah. How the hell I get two feet? I mean, how do I get two feet? Let's see if I cut my nails on them. All right. Also, a very funny guy, Mr. Marty Allen. Marty, where are you? Yeah, there you go. Nice to see you, pal. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Mr. Ray Anthony. Ray, where are you? Well, we got a whole bunch of them. How are you? Wrath in the bookends, boy. And a guy that was a kind of an inspiration to me when I started out in the business. And he's got, I don't know how many gold records he's got, man. 19 to 20 at least. I could say hello to Fats Domino. Fats Waits.
Yeah.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Hot damn, honey, get on to. Let's see, whose room key did I get, man? Doesn't make any difference. I'll come up about 3:30. make it 4?
I'm gonna get a little stool, see? It turns all the time. I said, shh. Honey, I'll turn around. Just give me a chance. Please give me a chance. By God. Who let the microphone out? Who let it out? It is not too long. The other word was too short earlier. Charlie, did you do it? Come here, Charlie.
Like the son of a bitch right now.
Thank you, John. Thank you. You didn't do a damn thing. That was pretty good, J.D. He can do better than that, ladies and gentlemen. He's the world's lowest bass singer, and he can do better than that, and so can our sound engineers when he hits that rock bottom down, okay? Kim McPhelton. All right. Well, thank you. Good evening. Good evening. I'm Wayne Newton. No. Hope you have a good time this evening, folks. We're going to just sing a lot of songs, old ones, new ones, and hope we do something that you like. Oh, wait a minute. I can't do them all at once, see? I can do one at a time, so I'll try to get to all of them. Okay. There's the turnaround, gang. Let's see if it's... Light it like a Christmas tree, Duke. It's all. There you go. Just that much. Oh, you can't see me. You got a flashlight? No. Okay. Just make it a little dimmer because this cat's out here going, oh, God damn it. Thank you very much. Thank you, J.D. Stamps. I'm out of sight. No. Let me have my guitar. See, I've had a lot of people ask me if I still play the guitar or if I could play the guitar. And the answer is no. I mean, yes, I can. I'll show you. As J.D. says, my voice is still fantastic.
Tell
you
what, John. Let this sound
be count. You want another one?
No, wait a minute!
Yeah. Thank you. That's enough. I don't know. I'd like to thank my sound guys. You guys have done a good job tonight. Bill Porter, Felton Jarvis, and Bruce Deuce, whatever his name is. The light man, ladies and gentlemen, wouldn't turn the lights off tonight. I don't know who he is. He was drunk. But it's true. You know, the guy wouldn't turn the lights on. So, but anyway, I have a new record out. It's called T-R-O-U-B-L-E. And it's got a lot of words to it. And if I miss it, Charlie pick it up. Don't do that. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good day, Wallace. Honey, you've been squealing for 9 weeks over here. Is that you? Who's been squealing? Both of you. Forget me.
I'd like to turn the house lights up, ladies and gentlemen. What you got there? Time out. Got my belt buckle. You gotta be kidding. No, honey, it's attached. $1 million B.C. Let's see, Diddy. I told you I'd be over here. It's just a matter of time.
Thank you very much. Have you ever noticed that song? I have no idea what the guys are saying, really. Just a hoopa 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 no go well. Oh my love, la 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 la. Well, just hoopa hoopa hoopa. You know, but I like it anyway. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You ever realize what that song says, really? I mean, it's, you know, that song's been around for a long time, but it don't say nothing. Just a minute. Let me talk for a minute. That song goes, la, 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 oopa, 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 no go well, that my lover, la, 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 was just, and it don't say nothing, you know. But we like to do it anyway.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Now that you've had a chance to see us, I'd like to turn the house lights up and take a look at you. Hey, hey, hey. Thanks, sweetheart. It's nice to see you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, that's it. Off we go. Ready? Yeah. Now, ladies, whoa, 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 whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you that it's been a pleasure working for you. I hope we did something that you like. And until we see you again, may God bless you. Be careful going home. It's a holiday weekend.
We did a TV show called Aloha from Hawaii. And I wore an eagle outfit. You know, it was an eagle. Anyway, that eagle that I had on that show lost all of his feathers and got sick. You know. I'm lying. So I got another eagle. Is that an eagle? Is it? Is it a newspaper back there? Either what? I hope you enjoyed the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
And I can tell you, you're really a fantastic audience. You're one of the best audiences we've ever worked through. And we hope you've had a good time, and until we see you again, God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building. Thank you, and good night.